Good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. President Hichilema directs ERB to investigate fuel shortages. Ethiopian national dies in crash involving suspected illegal immigrants. And in international news, Nepal's ex-prime minister arrested over fatal protest crackdown.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Energy Regulation Board, in collaboration with relevant law enforcement agencies, to immediately conduct on-the-ground inspections, investigate the reported fuel shortages being experienced across the country, and enforce the law, including the possible revocation of licenses for entities that found deliberately hoarding the commodity. The head of state has noted that the situation persists despite clear assurances from oil marketing companies during a recent meeting at State House regarding the availability of fuel. The president said while the country remains mindful of global supply pressures stemming from the conflict in the Middle East, Zambia currently has sufficient fuel stocks to meet domestic demand. President Hichilema has emphasized that fuel is the lifeblood of the economy, and any attempts to manipulate its supply are not only irresponsible but also constitute economic sabotage and a direct violation of existing laws. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. An Ethiopian national believed to be between 30 and 35 years old has died after the vehicle he was traveling in overturned near Marula Farms along Chipembi Road. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that the fatal road traffic accident occurred yesterday around 16:30 hours. Mr. Chilavi said the accident happened when the driver, 27-year-old Chanda Kalale, lost control of a Toyota Hilux bearing registration number CAH381. He said the vehicle subsequently overturned, resulting in the death of one passenger who is suspected to be an Ethiopian national aged between 30 and 35. Mr. Chilavi has further revealed that the vehicle was carrying 14 suspected illegal immigrants, all believed to be Ethiopian nationals.
The vehicle overturned, resulting in the death of one passenger, an Ethiopian national, believed to be aged between 30 and 35. The vehicle was carrying 14 male passengers suspected of being illegal immigrants or believed to be Ethiopian nationals. The injured passengers are receiving treatment at Chisamba Rural Health Center. The driver sustained multiple head injuries. The body of the deceased has been taken to Chisamba Rural Health Center mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has called on young people to uphold integrity while taking advantage of opportunities that enable them to transform ideas into enterprises and scale innovation beyond borders. Speaking during the Zambia Youth Excellence Awards last evening in a speech read on her behalf by Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe, the Vice President emphasized that young people have a critical role to play in shaping both national and global discourse through innovation and entrepreneurship. She said integrity and innovation are key drivers for meaningful youth participation in Zambia's economic development.
We are living in a time of unprecedented opportunities. My prayer is that you can see that. A time where ideas can be transformed into enterprises, where innovation can be scaled beyond borders, and where your voice can shape national and international discourse. But with this opportunity comes responsibility, a responsibility to lead with integrity, innovate with purpose, and contribute meaningfully to the development of our nation.
And Zambia Youth Delivery Forum Executive Director Nazia Alu said the awards aim to recognize outstanding young individuals contributing to the country's economic growth through innovation. The Federation of African Miners and Mineral Wealth has resolved to advance a united African labor voice to safeguard workers' rights and promote equitable resource governance benefiting African mining communities. Addressing delegates at the FAMMW Third Executive Council meeting in Accra, Ghana, Federation President Joseph Chewe emphasized that unity among African mining unions is crucial to confront the global push for Africa's critical minerals driven by global powers like China and the United States. Mr. Chewe, who is also president of the Mine Workers Union of Zambia, has noted that Africa's wealth in critical minerals and rare earth elements has made the continent a focal point of global attention, yet African workers remain vulnerable and disadvantaged.
As African unions, we must also reposition ourselves physically. We cannot afford to be reactive. We must engage proactively in shaping mining policies, enforcing investment frameworks, and ensuring that beneficiation, value addition, industrialization takes place on African soil. That's why it has also recognized that the struggle for control over African resources is ultimately the struggle for African future. If we go to act collectively, we risk continuing to export raw mineral wealth and perpetuate poverty in the African mining community.
The Continental Gathering of the Trade Union Leaders in the African Mining Sector was officially opened by Ghanaian Minister of Labour, Jobs and Employment, Adol Rashid Hassan Pupu, who disclosed that the control of key mineral resources in Ghana has boosted the economy. Little Dubai Estates Zambia has announced the introduction of Zambia's first indoor and outdoor water park. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka last night, Little Dubai Estates Zambia Vice President Vikas Sharma said this is a landmark feature not just for this estate, but for the entire country and the region. Mr. Sharma says it transforms Little Dubai into a family destination, a tourism attraction and a value driver for investors. He says Little Dubai Estates Zambia is not just about land or buildings, it is about creating a complex lifestyle ecosystem where people live, invest, relax and build their future.
Every element has been designed to deliver long-term value and the exceptional living experience. But what truly sets the project apart, what makes it destination, not just a development, is what that we are proud of. Introducing Zambia's first indoor and outdoor water park. This is a landmark feature, not just for this state, but for the entire country and for the region. It transformed Little Dubai into a family destination, a tourism attraction, and a value driver for investors.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The International Federation of Consulting Engineers, Africa, says engineers are key to driving sustainable development and infrastructure growth across the continent and has commended Zambia for its consistent delivery of quality, well-executed engineering projects. Speaking during the Association of Consulting Engineers of Zambia 60th anniversary gala dinner last evening, FIDIC Africa President Rizwan Syed said he has witnessed significant and well-planned infrastructure development in the country over the past 60 years. Mr. Syed has noted that Zambian engineers have continued to demonstrate high levels of professionalism and competence, adding that while successful projects are often celebrated, failures tend to raise questions about the role of engineers.
For 60 years, this association has ensured that the engineers doing that work were not just competent, but ethical. That is a legacy worth celebrating. When a project succeeds, everybody celebrates. When something goes wrong, everyone asks, where was the engineer? That is our pride and our burden as well. we should work best when things go quite right.